All right, this is me packing and getting out of this place. Matter of fact, I'm gonna just turn around so y'all can see. Kitchen, bathroom, living room where I record by this window. Anybody recognize this curtain? Kitchen and my bedroom.
Hey!
Oh my gosh. My bedroom.
Yes.
You know, I was seriously debating if I was going to even record this video, only because nobody ever wants to show the bad side of what they're going through in life. I moved to this place last year around November, and I moved here so I could afford to live. I told myself I was going to give myself 1 year to get my life together because I felt like I needed a break. I had bills piling up on me back to back. And then not to mention that I work from home because I have a, well, now he's 4 years old. But the bill to pay for childcare, and for those of you who have kids, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And for me, I took the option of not having childcare and me being the daycare and me making the sacrifices that I needed to make sure that I could afford everything. Like, this has been like one of the realest experiences for me. It was very humbling. I'll say that, very humbling, because I started YouTube. I was living in this 3-bedroom townhouse and it just felt like everything was just getting to be just too much on me. And I had to make a sacrifice for myself. And I got a second job, but it just, yeah. Even with that second job, it was great. It helped me to pay off my bills. It helped me to get rid of my debt. But at the end of the day, your body can only take so much. And I'm kind of glad I moved here in a way, only because it really helped me to get real with myself. It helped me to stop being so fearful. And man, trust me, even now, I'm fearful. I'm packing, moving, and the fear of how I'm going to maintain everything, yes, it's still in my head, but man, I have this feeling that I need to move, just like I had a feeling and I needed to stop drinking. I had a feeling I needed to stop having sex. I had a feeling I needed to stop dating. This is that same exact feeling that I need to move, and I feel the urge to do it. And it's literally just a little over a year. It was literally what I said. And everything in me is like, play it safe, stay here, stay where you at, because you know what, it's safe, you can save more money, you can do X, Y, Z. But everything else, there's just something else in me that's like, no, this is not enough. I need to get out of this space so I can think clearer, I can organize better, I can be in a better space. And you know what? What comes, I'm going to figure it out. And I'm going to, and not just figure it out, but you know what? I'm going to trust God to provide, that he'll provide work for me to be able to do. And I'm going to jump on it and do it to the best of my ability and grind it out. I've been living in fear this whole past year. Just fear of how am I going to be able to do all this? How am I going to be able to afford this? How am I going to be able to provide for my younger child? Anyway, I'm just glad I'm getting out of this space. And everything happens so easily. I mean, when I say easy, I applied for the place on the weekend, got it approved the next day. No business is open, no rental places open for them to make confirmations, no nothing. Just like that, send an approval letter. I'm like, okay, you know what? God is making this real easy. I didn't have to struggle. There was no struggle here at all. I can have my whole space to record, to do all my stuff, to keep it separate away from my 4-year-old. I am just so grateful. So now y'all know why I haven't been on YouTube. I've been over here like getting this together, getting it cleaned up. Actually, I'm still packing. That's why everything looks crazy. Pulling everything out. Finished packing and I'm moving tomorrow. And so this new space, and I am just, my message, I'm trying not to cry over here, but my message to you and to anyone out there who's watching this, it's easy to live in a place of fear. What if, how's this gonna happen? How I'm gonna be able to do this? How I'm gonna be able to do that? And one thing I had to realize about my life, and maybe something you need to ask yourself, has anything that terrible actually ever happened? Like, happened, not just you thought it, or you know what I mean? Like, I've had things happen to me, yes. But have I had detrimental things happen to me, like me losing a house, me getting evicted, me never having the money to actually pay my bills? Like, has that ever actually happened? Like, it seemed like it was going to happen, but did it actually ever happen? And the answer is no. So basically, I've spent a lot of time in fear. I've spent a lot of time growing extra gray hairs that I didn't need to grow. I just want to say, don't give up hope. Don't stop praying. And if you don't pray, look, I'm going to tell you to get on it. Like, because I've been off and on. I would pray, I would read, and then I would stop. Yeah, this is a tiny house, by the way. Tiny house, tiny apartment. And be careful of the words that come out of your mouth. Because my friend and my brother, I promise you, they will tell you. Like, they'll probably be, one of them will probably be in the comment section. They'll tell you. I said I wanted to live in a tiny space because, you know, I was like, oh, I can save money. I can pay off my bills. I can get a tiny house. La, 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 la. No. I can't. I have not. No. No. Maybe if you buy yourself. I don't know. Like I said, this has been a really humbling experience for me. But like I want to say, this has helped me see, yeah, I can be fearful, but this space is not meant for me. I remember the day I walked in here, and no, it's not when I moved in. But the day I walked in here, it was like maybe about a couple months ago. I don't know what I was doing. I left the house and I came back and I stood in the living room and I was like, this space is not for me. Like, this is not for me. And ever since then, I've been on this mission, like, to find a place. And I was like, nah, I'm not signing the lease, not redoing it. And I already knew that, though. I already knew that. Like, I did that back in August. I didn't resign my lease. I actually submitted my thing to leave. So I already knew that, but it really, really hit me. And I was like, yeah, I don't belong here. Like, you ever feel like you don't belong in a certain space or with a certain group of people or whatever? Like, you just feel like you don't belong. And that was, like, one of those feelings that I had. Anyway, I just thank God that I've been getting myself, working on getting closer to God. Like, just because people go around saying, hey, I believe in God. Oh, God is so great. Blah, blah, it don't mean we spend time with Him. It don't mean we take time to praise Him. It don't mean we take time to read the Bible every day. Yes, I said every day. It doesn't mean we do those things. And I promise you, like, because of that, it's like I've been just in a better place. And I've been noticing things that I needed to notice more and pay more attention to. And I don't know, maybe this is somebody out there who's kind of going through the same thing. You're living in this space of fear, the fear of lack, the fear of how you're going to be able to take care of your kids and be able to live in a place, have, you know, a shelter over your head and be able to eat and to do everything you need to do. I'm telling you, it starts with reading. Reading, and for me, it's also listening to spiritual videos as well. One of the videos I've actually been watching a whole lot is by this pastor on YouTube. He actually passed away. His wife. His name is Miles Moons, I believe. This guy is so down to earth. He is so real, especially when he starts talking about men. And women, how women treat men, how men treat women, and the type of men that exist today and what's wrong with them. And it's just, it's deep. It's deep, and I feel the same exact way, and it was kind of weird running across him. But anyway, I just been listening to a lot of his videos and just working on getting my mind right, man. Like the Bible says, so a man thinketh, so he is. So the question is, what are we going to allow ourselves to think about? Fear? Or are we going to allow ourselves to think about the good things? Like Paul said, find what is noble, find what is good, find what is righteous. Find those things and focus on them. It ain't say wait for them to happen and then focus. It said find it. So in this space, that's what I've been for the past year. I've been working to do what I need to do because I moved here. Oh man, when I tell you everything that could have went wrong, could have possibly went wrong, did. I started this project that I was like so pumped to do. And I was so pumped. And it fell apart. And then like a couple of weeks later, my camera broke. And it was just like one thing after the other. It was just I was just getting to this point. I was just like, just kind of starting to get annoyed. And that's when I realized I needed to start seeking God more. Like, and the more and more I have, I swear, the more and more peaceful I feel. So if you're lacking peace in your storm, I'm going to tell you this now. Focusing on this stuff, life, focusing on it ain't going to make it better. You're going to have to work on finding your peace while you're in the mess. So, and I'm so, so, so happy that I'm getting out of this. But I'm also glad that I experienced this, because if I didn't, I really wouldn't have the type of appreciation that I would have for what I'm about to move into. I just wouldn't. I wouldn't. I was kind of questioning posting this. I wasn't. I knew it was going to be something good to post, but I was still like thinking about myself. You know what I mean? Like, oh my gosh, people are going to know where I lived and blah, 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 blah. And seeing the kind of, hey, I don't want to call it poverty, but goodness gracious, transitional housing that I've been living in. And it's just kind of crazy. But like I said, it's also humbling as well. So yeah. I kind of have an understanding for like people who like live in situations like this. A lot of times this ain't something you want to be in. It's not like you chose to be in it. You know what I mean? It's just sometimes stuff happens and you got to make choices. Do you have XYZ and try to put up a front? Or do you do what you need to do now and make the sacrifices so you can change stuff for the better later on down the road? And that was a sacrifice I was willing to make. Like, and I don't take it back. I'm glad I did. I don't take it back. No. And I'm glad I humbled myself and I wasn't just too, oh my gosh, I'm coming from this neighborhood over here. But you know what's funny? This has actually been like one of the quietest neighborhoods I've ever lived in. And the people were kind of decent. Like, man, not kind of. They're decent. I had this neighbor that she's across down the way from me. She brought my son like cookies and cake. Who does that? And then she brought him, one day she came knock on my door and she brought him a whole bunch of stuff. It was like 2 days after his birthday. She brought him a whole bunch of stuff and she was like, oh, my sister, she has a son and she's getting aware of a whole bunch of stuff. And she brought the stuff. She was like, do you mind? I was like, oh no, I go to Goodwill, so it don't bother me. She brought the stuff up and it blew my mind, because she brought up so much stuff first off. But the part that blew my mind is my son loves Thomas the Train. This lady brought the whole Thomas the Train set that came in this big lunchbox, and she brought a Thomas the Train. Like, it's the whole collection. If anybody know about Thomas the Train, you know one train ain't no joke. One chain ain't cheap, so he has the whole set. My mind was just blown. I was like, man, this is God. What's the odds that this woman would have brought the very toy that happens to be my son's favorite thing, period. He is obsessed with it. He's always on my phone clicking on Thomas the Train. He knows like the whole, look, there's some videos he can play. He will say the whole thing and recite it. So he's obsessed. And for him to get that, I started crying. Like, I was like, man, this happened a couple of days after his birthday. It just made me realize that God sees you. God sees you wherever you are. Like, no matter what you're going through, you may think you're by yourself and this is the worst situation possible ever happening to you. I'm gonna tell you this, God sees you. And that was his way of showing me that. And even now, like the stuff that happened, the way I got this deposit to move out of here, my rent is not the same. And God's just been using everybody, man. Just everybody. So I'm going to say this. If you're not getting right, get right. If you know something is tugging at you to get right, get right. If you know you shouldn't be having sex, stop it. Get right. You know you need to call somebody up and just talk to them, like, so y'all can forgive each other, or you can forgive them, or they can forgive you, whatever. You don't have to remain friends with them, but if you need to do that just to move on, do that. Move on. Hopefully they can do that, but not everybody can. You're going to have to accept that one. I'm gonna just tell you that now. Everybody need to waste your energy with. Don't throw your pearls on all them swines and pigs. So, sheesh. Another subject. But get right. Look at the Ten Commandments, and if you are not following the stuff that's in there, it's pretty simple. 10 things for you to get right. 10 things. And the first one is you can't worship nobody. You can't worship nothing else other than the Lord your God. So are you worshiping other people? Are you spending more time with Beyonce and Rihanna? You spend more time with the club and the rosé bottle? What do you spend more time with? You spend more time sitting on that, you know what? I'm just being real. Like, what do you spend more time doing than you do spending time with God? Whatever that is your God. Even money, working. And trust me, this is coming from a workaholic. So I guess, you know what? This is, oh my gosh, this is a perfect video. So what are you going to work on getting right in 2018? I ain't talking about no weight loss, no I'm gonna eat better. Like, what are you gonna work on spiritually to get right? Like, make a conscious effort, like write a list, read it every day, do something to follow through, something tiny, small, so you follow through every day. 5 days a week, take the weekend off, whatever. I know for me, it's just making sure I stay consistent, making sure I don't fall to the wayside. So that means reading every day, sitting a little longer and being a little bit more quiet after I pray and after I read. Actually having some sit down, be still time. That's what I need to include. Because I pray, you ask for all your stuff, you jibber jabber, that's great. You read, that's also great. But I won't need to spend some time sitting quiet so I can also hear back from God. So I'll just have more peace. Either one. Anyway, that's it for this video. Thank y'all so much for joining me in this, me sharing a part of my life. I'm really grateful. Like, really thankful, really grateful. Anyway, thanks for watching. Bye.